Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He has quite a bit to say. So before I get to it, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The MGTOW's Guide to Retiring on 200K in Southeast Asia. Luca Vendetti is the author. He left the West taking his savings with him and achieving his goal of retirement at the age of 33. The book shows you how you can easily do the same and easily create a passive monthly income covering your expenses in Southeast Asia. It's a great book for someone like Vention MGTOW. Instead of heading to Asia and feeling overwhelmed, he could have read this and known a little bit more about what he was getting himself into. Maybe you as a man were meant to be drinking dirty martinis on the beach, taking Polaroids of ladyboys, if that's what you're into. What have you actually got to lose except your slavery to the corporate veal fattening pens? Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB and text-to-speech MP3. Anyways, here's what Mr. Anonymous has to say, and I quote, "Hello, Sandman. I will be working in the entertainment industry soon. Here's a bit briefly about myself. I'm from a Southeast Asian country. I moved to Toronto, Canada to study and follow my passion in digital art, and I recently got a job. As I was growing up, I was bullied by my brother because he thinks I'm a weirdo, because I don't care about what others think of me since it doesn't hurt anyone. My mother beat me when I performed badly in school. She did this to dump her emotional frustration on me from my father, who was scolding her, telling her that it was all her fault that I was stupid. I couldn't even go to my friend's house without them knowing. My dad beat me and my brother as well for something stupid like not doing chores. My parents beat our dogs too and treated them poorly. One had a broken leg after a beating and was slowly dying. The only thing I could enjoy was sitting in my room watching television and playing with Legos and toys and going to school. As for women, back when I was a kid, I watched a few Chinese/Hong Kong movies. In those movies, they mentioned a lot about the women using their beauty to manipulate men and strip away their power, resources, and anything they have worked for and turn them into the biggest losers in the story. From this point, I started to be afraid of women and what they could do to me if I focused too much on their looks. I then gathered more clues, such as my aunt over-exaggerating things to get me in trouble with my parents, as well as my female classmates treating each other like poop behind each other's backs, trying to paint themselves better than they really are on social media. At that point, I thought to myself that I couldn't trust women anymore. Then I met this female classmate, and I thought was different when I was 12. As I was a young buck back then, I did not make a move, so I watched her like a lab rat, since I wanted to know more about human psychology and especially about how females operate. As she got more attention from the guys, the more I saw her just like any of the other girls. Just another digital attention-seeking slur. After that, I said to myself, if a girl has a lot of followers/attention/selfies on her phone/social media accounts, I will just scratch her off my mind. In 2016, my brother got married to a girl who was his best friend. I wanted to tell my brother that he was getting married in life way too early. His wife then gave birth to my niece, and I had to babysit my niece while my mother was preparing milk for the baby. In my country, family values are a thing, so I was still living with my parents, also my brother's family at the time. Living with my sister-in-law showed me more about how today's modern women are. She did not actually know how to cook. The baby needed milk, her milk, but she couldn't produce any milk. What did she do to solve this problem, you may ask? Instead of eating healthy so she could produce more milk, she made her baby infant formula. With this, I asked myself, what is the point of having a partner? People keep telling me that if you don't have a girlfriend, you're a loser. I do not see how that makes me a loser. When I moved to Canada, I met this girl from Ukraine in my class, and she was full of herself on social media. At this point, I thought I was in love, so I decided to take a shot, but I was rejected. I was sad that I made the relationship between us as classmates awkward. And also, I was not mad at her for rejecting me because I knew it was her right to do so, and I expected it. The day after, she came up to me and told me that she was sorry and does not actually want to hurt me, asking me if we could take things slow. After that, I felt like I was left in the gray area. Don't even know whether or not she was into me or not. So I asked her out for bubble tea, knowing that women are addicted to bubble tea nowadays. The date happened, we grabbed ourselves drinks, went for a walk while drinking. At the end of the date, I could feel she felt nothing in me, so after that, I became a people pleaser. At the time of typing this, I am cocked, so I'm trying to impress girls. After graduation, COVID hit, and it took me 2 years to get a job. While unemployed, I found Alexander Grace's channel as well as Better Bachelor Human, Replicant Fish, You, etc. With the work that you guys have done, it made me realize that I'm a hermit or hikikomori, and there's nothing wrong with doing things that interest me. I think I wrote too much for this donation, like mothers dumping their emotions on their sons, perhaps. How are my writing skills? I've not written in years. Thanks for all your work and keep on going your own way, enlightening us. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Most of your story is not about your mother dumping her negative emotions onto you. That's called transference. With regards to your brother and his wife, what's the point of having a wife that's going to handicap you and hurt you more than she helps you? Men pull way more of the weight these days in relationships, and yet most men are happy to be in relationships in general, because there's a surplus of men out there. Traditional women today are traditional by name only. When people tell you that you're a loser if you don't have a girlfriend, they're shaming you into getting one. You're not a loser. It's simply reverse psychology. You'll be a loser when you get one because she will emotionally abuse you and play mind games, the way that your mother did. You were horribly treated by your parents. Punishment, yes, is important to discipline a child, but it's uncalled for when it's in excess. You also asked me to criticize you and be as negative as possible. This shows me that that's a very real possibility, that the only attention you receive from your parents is negative attention. So now you want me to verbally abuse you as well. If that's true, how messed up is that? Again, being physically punished can be appropriate in some cases, but parents go overboard sometimes. Or they don't do it at all and the children become spoiled. It's a fine line, and sometimes parents believe the beatings they received from their parents as children are also appropriate for their children. Sometimes they take out the resentment they built up as children on their own kids. But at least you were happy in school. Some people never got to enjoy going to school. I was bullied from the 3rd grade all the way to the 9th. So you were lucky to have been left alone. Remember that no one's childhood is ideal, and you just have to accept that. Bad times make strong men. If you didn't go through those harsh times, then you wouldn't have seen how women use their sons to dump their emotions onto. I also feel that some of the hostility you received might have to do with the profession you chose. Asian and Eastern European cultures look down upon the arts and entertainment and see them as careers for losers. Eastern cultures are like this, especially if your family moved to the West and then are trying to catch up economically to the people that are already here. You also mentioned that you made a move on a girl at the age of 12. I think that making a move at that age is just weird. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned, as I keep hearing so many stories about girls losing their virginity at the age of 12 these days. As for your writing skills, they are atrocious. Your grammar is bad. You don't make points very well, and you just seem to use run-on sentences to try to make 3 or 4 points at the same time. I had to cut down about half of your writing and rewrite the rest. So that's why people might be confused hearing that you have bad grammar. Your English skills are probably bad because of the terrible education system and you coming to Canada later in your life. Generally, when you make a specific point, you have to put a period after it. Then you start a different sentence. As Jordan Peterson says, if you want to communicate better, then write every day and practice speaking. Your sentences are twice as long as they should be, and I had to cut them down by half. If you want to read a good writer that has good structure, then I suggest reading Ernest Hemingway. His sentences were short and to the point, and this lets ideas sink in a lot better. In one sense, he said, "More clues I gathered." It's usually pronounced, "I gathered more clues," unless you're trying to audition for the role of Yoda in Attack of the Simps. You don't even really make any good points. You're just sharing a biographical essay about your life and using me and my audience as an emotional tampon, the way that a woman might. It took me longer to rework your words than it took me to write my own. But once again, you're an immigrant, and you probably moved here in your early teens, so you get a pass for your poorly written English. When you say things like your father beat you for not doing chores around the house, where else are you going to do chores? A proper way to write it would be to say, "He beat me for not doing my chores." Try getting your point across by using as few words as possible. Sounds to me like after that Ukrainian girl rejected you, that you started being a simp, that you started working hard to impress girls and give them your attention. Also, avoiding women that use social media for attention in this day and age is impossible. I guess that's why you've probably gone monk mode. Social media and sites like OnlyFans have warped the culture so much that recently, in Las Vegas, 1,000 women showed up for a job interview or application process to become a stripper. I'm also glad you saw female nature at a much younger age, because you lived with your sister-in-law. It's like, in a way, you were getting the experience of what it's like to be married without actually pulling the hand grenade and putting it in your pants instead. You see your father being treated poorly by your mother, and then she dumps it all over you. If you were ever to get married, and you treated your wife poorly, then odds are she would dump her emotions onto your kids. You also saw your brother dealing with his sister-in-law, plus your aunt would intentionally get you into trouble. Once you've had so many bad experiences, someone calling you a loser for not choosing marriage doesn't know what they're talking about. bad emotions are like cascading waterfalls. They keep falling from one person to the next until they get to the one person that chooses to absorb them instead of passing them along to somebody else. I'm that person and will internalize the negativity of others. And it sounds to me, Mr. Anonymous, that you do the exact same thing. Unless, of course, you're sending me a message like this one that's full of verbal diarrhea. So once again, I internalize what you have to say and feel the angst from it. What I now could do is take all those horrible things you said about your mother, your aunt, and sister-in-law and do a phone call with a friend of mine to tell them all about your situation, to make myself feel better. But I won't because of confidentiality, but I also won't because then he will feel bad and those emotions will need to leave him and probably get dumped on somebody else. This is what we humans tend to do. We dump our bad feelings onto others without considering the chain reaction of events that they lead to. Women, of course, don't care. They need to get rid of those emotions as quickly as possible in order to feel sane. By living like a hermit and not giving Southeast Asian women the opportunity to dump their toxic waste onto you, she now needs to find someone else to dump it onto. If all the Indian or Filipino, or wherever your guys are from, all united and cut women off from all attention for one day during the year, it would bring women down to their knees, begging to suck on our shwing shwings. Women always speak about going on strike to cause trouble for society. And I've heard many men say that if men took off one day from work, civilization would crumble. But what would happen if men just didn't listen to or talk to women for only one day during the year? How about a week? All the poop that women dump on each other needs to go somewhere, and usually it falls on men's heads. After only one or two days, women would probably be giving us money so we would listen to their problems. Even the old Asian mother that beat you would probably be treating you nicely. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women in your own family smash red pills down your throat without even realizing it. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching call with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Asian women with dry titties trying to feed their screaming hungry babies away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.